Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know, Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, where we promote business people you can call today. In this segment, we're going to be talking about couples therapy and how it can improve your relationship. My guest today is a licensed professional counselor, and she is the president of Intimate Details, LLC, a psychotherapy practice in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm honored to have on the show, once again, a young lady who is committed to helping people from all walks of life live richer and fuller lives through mental health counseling. And her company, Intimate Details, is quickly becoming the counseling service of choice in the metro Atlanta area. Ms. Tiffany Davis, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Let's get right to it. Why do couples seek counseling services?
Well, Sparkplug, most often in my practice, couples begin counseling services due to some type of relationship issue. And this could be anything from infidelity, resentment within the relationship, intimacy problems, or generally just not getting along with one another for whatever reason. Sometimes they may come to work on issues of contention or persistent conflict, like financial disagreements, whether or not to have children, or even disciplining the children, the differences that can be seen there.
What can couples expect when coming in for therapy?
First and foremost, they should expect to work. Couples therapy is not easy, and it is also not one-sided. Many times couples begin therapy with a preconceived notion that one of the persons in that dyadic relationship is the one with the issue, and we call that the identified patient. Well, no matter who you think is the cause of your discord, there are two individuals in the relationship, and both must work in order for the relationship to get better.
What happens when one partner does not want to participate in couples therapy?
Well, Sparkplug, it's my philosophy that couples therapy in that situation just can't work. In and of itself, couples therapy means that both partners must be supportive and invested in the process. If one partner is not willing to participate, then couples therapy just doesn't work. To give you a better picture, when you're working with children, let's say, it's much like working with a discipline problem with a child. If just the child comes into the office for therapy, it works for the hour or so that he or she is in the office. If you send that child back home into that same maladaptive environment with those parents who don't discipline, the child reverts to the same problematic behavior. Everyone involved in disciplining that child must participate in some way with the therapy so that everyone is on the same page. Couples therapy works just the same way. I may work a great deal more with one partner than the other, but each person in that dyadic relationship must play an active role in improving the relationship within the couple, or it just does not work.
How do I know if my partner and I have routine marital challenges versus our problems being so impactful that we need to come in for therapy?
Well, there's no doubt that marriage takes work, and working together is not easy all of the time. As with any problem, when your challenges begin to impact your daily routine, you may need help. Arguments are going to occur. When arguments occur daily, you may need a little bit more help. People in relationships conceal the truth from one another for whatever reason. But when deception becomes the norm in your relationship, you may need assistance in sorting things out. So, by and large, if your relationship issues are affecting your work, your school, your quality of life, you and your partner may need to seek couples therapy.
What type of success rate do you see with the couples in your practice?
That really depends on what folks mean by success. Success is seen so differently by couples. Some see success in therapy as the intimacy returning to their relationship. Others may see success as a relationship finally ending after months and months and even years of just arguments and fighting and physical abuse. So success really depends on how the client defines it. It can also be seen as time sensitive. And really, we've all experienced this. When you're going through a rough time in your life, you may look at that time as an unsuccessful time, being as per what you're going through. But when you gain some perspective and some time, you may be able to look back on that same situation and say, hey, that breakup, our fighting, our arguments, even our infidelity was one of the greatest things that happened to our relationship. Because of that stuff, we were able to really address those problems. We were able to move on. We were able to be successful. But really, however we define what success is.
Tiffany, what characteristics should my partner and I look for in a couple's therapist?
Just as with any other type of therapist, you want to look for someone who is impartial, someone who will be honest with you and not take sides. Even if you think you're right, you don't need someone to tell you that you're right, or for that matter, someone to tell you simply that your partner is wrong. You want someone who can look objectively at your situation. Also, what you don't want is someone just to give you advice. What works for one couple does not work for all. And I often tell my clients, I don't have to live in your house. I don't have to sleep in your bed. You do. Folks, when they're looking for a therapist, they need to have someone who understands that you need to do what works for you in your home. You want a therapist with a collaborative approach, one who will assist you in coming up with what's best for you in your life.
How can I find a therapist who specializes in couples work?
Well, I will say that the Internet is a wonderful thing. Go online. Websites like psychologytoday.com are great for finding therapists of any kind in your area. When you find a therapist that you might want to see, call them. Talk to them, tell them briefly about your concerns, and just really trust your instincts. If you feel that this is someone you can work with, I'm going to say this, do not make an appointment. Talk with your partner. You both need to feel comfortable about the decision you're getting ready to make. And again, trust your instincts. If you feel that it's a good match, pick that phone back up, make an appointment right away. Couples therapy can really bring families together in minor or major issues. When there are minor just financial issues, who's going to take care of the money? Or one partner is spending more than the couple is making. You know, I see those issues in therapy all the time. Intimacy issues, sexual problems, things like that, all are reasons why couples may introduce themselves into my office and come in for therapy.
Is couples therapy something that's affordable for the average family?
It is, in terms of what I do and how I see couples. Generally, for the first session, I will see them both together. That allows me the opportunity to see how they interact with each other. Following that first couple session, I'll see them individually so that if there are any things that really need to come out but can't come out because the other partner is present, those things will come out in individual sessions. And then on the fourth session, I see them back again together. We can get a synopsis of really what's going on in the relationship and make a treatment plan from there of how we want to proceed in therapy.
For the person who may be hesitant or embarrassed about calling the therapist, what would you say to them?
Again, I'd say trust your instincts. Make phone calls. Ask friends. Ask your pastor. Ask coworkers, if they know of any therapists in the area, if there's anyone they've experienced or been to that they've trusted, call that person, talk to that person. Make sure that you feel comfortable with them. Trust your instincts. If it doesn't feel right, if you feel like that person is going to take one side versus the other, even if it's your side, don't go there. Don't go there. You want someone who's going to be impartial, who wants all of the information, not just your side of the story, and can make objective recommendations based on that.
What's the difference between a couples therapist, someone who's a licensed professional counselor such as yourself,
mm-hmm.
and a pastor? Why would they come to you versus their pastor?
They understand the spiritual component. They know what their pastor is going to say, but they want their recommendations or the consult with a therapist to really apply day-to-day standards. How do I work this out in my home? How do I feel comfortable with the choices that I'm making? And a lot of times, clients don't feel comfortable telling their pastor all of the gory details about what's going on in the relationship, right or wrong. They just don't. If there is a problem of a sexual nature, a lot of times people don't want to bring that to their pastor. They don't feel comfortable talking about that with someone that they're going to see week to week, every Sunday, and that they hold in a certain regard. they should feel comfortable talking about that, but understandably, some religious avenues don't allow for that. If it's a case of premarital sex or something that is against that religion, they're not going to bring that stuff into the church or into a pastor or a counselor. So a lot of times a couple therapist can, you know, if you ask, include a religious perspective within it, but does not have to. They can look at it impartially and just give you the support that you need without bringing in a religious aspect to it.
How can you be reached?
I can be reached at 404-441-0466. That number, you can reach me to ask any questions that you have about couples therapy, to make an appointment as well. If you need to reach me by email, that is at tiffany@tiffanydavis.com. That's tiffanie@tiffanie.davis.com. And my website is www.tiffanydavis.com.
Well, Ms. Tiffany Davis, I'd like to say thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. Now, Tiffany, before you go, let me ask you a question. How has advertising People You Need to Know for 2008 in January, 1 month has already gone by, how has it helped your business so far?
Oh, it's been great. I've probably, I think the distribution started on the 4th. On the 6th, since the 6th, I've gotten at least one call per day, which is amazing. One call per day referencing the ad. So immediately after the publications went out, I began getting calls, and I say at least one a day. The referrals are amazing. I feel like it's an overwhelming response and a great resource for the people of Atlanta.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you in there. And for more information about our guest, please log on to sparkplugpeople.com. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thank you for tuning in.